This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm Dr. Letitia Moore, filling in for your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Nearly 30 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Almost three times that many may have prediabetes, which puts them at increased risk for developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Dr. Pamela Alweiss is a researcher with CDC's Division of Diabetes Translation. She's joining us today to discuss ways to prevent or control diabetes. Welcome to the show, Pam.
Thank you.
Pam, what is diabetes?
Diabetes is also known as high blood sugar. We need a hormone called insulin to help us process the food that we eat so that our body can use it efficiently. When a person has diabetes, they either don't make enough of their own insulin or the insulin that they make isn't working efficiently. So what happens is that the blood sugar increases, and when you have high blood sugar, that can lead to complications in your eyes, in your kidneys, and in your nerves.
What are the symptoms?
Sometimes people don't have any symptoms. They are asymptomatic. The classic symptoms include frequent urination, being very thirsty, being hungry, sometimes being very tired, and also having sores that may not heal quickly.
Is diabetes more common in any particular age or demographic group?
Definitely. As we get older, we have an increased risk for developing diabetes. There are also certain ethnic groups where diabetes is more common. In the African American population, Hispanic Latino population, Asian Pacific Islander, and American Indian Alaska Native populations, diabetes is much more common.
How often should we get screened for diabetes?
Well, we say that people should be screened at age 45 and then every 3 years after that. But you might want to talk to your healthcare provider about your own situation. If you have a family history, for instance, or any other medical condition, your healthcare provider may say that you should be screened earlier or more frequently.
What are some of the ways we can prevent diabetes?
We have good news about preventing type 2 diabetes in people who have prediabetes. Prediabetes is when the blood sugar is higher than normal, but not high enough to be classified as being diabetes. We know that if people lose 5 to 7% of their body weight, which in a person who weighs 200 pounds is 10 to 14 pounds, and if a person has increased physical activity 150 minutes a week, we can decrease the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by almost 60%.
Where can listeners get more information about diabetes?
Listeners can go to cdc.gov/diabetes.
Thanks, Pam. I've been talking with Dr. Pam Alweiss about diabetes prevention. Regular checkups can determine if you are at risk for or already have diabetes. Make an appointment soon to get screened. Early detection can go a long way in preventing complications from diabetes. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Letitia Moore for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.